We have a special gift today. So last week you all got a chance to meet Lena, our new accompanist, and I've asked Jennifer to come and do one more round with us today, and she's playing with me in sort of the sermon and the litany that we're going to do. So Jennifer, would you come forward? 20 months ago, who knew we were going to go into lockdown, and we hired this wonderful person, and she has been a gift of joy and creativity for all of us, and we're so grateful. Thank you, Jennifer. And Chris, and as Jennifer passes the baton, it is passed to the next wonderful person, to Lena. We're so welcome. Happy to have Lena. Okay, it's all yours, Lena. The author, Robin Wall Kimmerer, reminds us that true gratitude, she says, should create a sense of abundance, the knowing that you have what you need. And in such a climate of sufficiency, hunger for more abates, and we take only what we need in respect for the generosity of the giver. And who is that giver? Well, the psalmist reminds us that the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and all those who live in it, the creation in its elements is fully of God's. In that sense of giftedness, we gather this day, this Thanksgiving Sunday, and we gather in worship.
Good morning. Please join the call to worship. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks to our God, our Creator. It is right and good and joyous thing always and everywhere to give you praise, Creator of heaven and earth. You took the formless chaos, swept across it with your mighty spirit, and said, "Let there be light." And there was light. You separated the heavens and earth and brought forth trees and plants. You set sun, moon, and stars in the heavens and called forth fish, birds, and all living creatures. You made us, creatures of your own image, to live in communion with you. We become for you this day, striving to be fully grateful and to live in the light of your grace. Amen.
We pray in unison. God of the universe, we thank you for your many good gifts, for clean water and fresh air, for food and shelter, animals and plants. Forgive us for the times we have taken the creation for granted and exploited what you have shared with us. Transform our hearts and minds so that we would learn to care and share, to touch the earth with gentleness and with love, respecting all living things. With gratitude for our abundant blessings, we offer ourselves today. Amen.
So can I ask the keiki who wished to come up here and join me? You notice they all are just getting taller every week. Just a little bit. So birthday girl Megan Takagi gifted us, you may not remember from the fall fair of 2 years ago, these lovely stools that fit your rear end in a lovely way. So thank you, Megan, for that. So how do you like my shades? Very cool. Can we say very cool, everybody? Absolutely. So these shades were a gift to me from my son and my daughter. And you want to know what's really cool about them? Besides the fact that they look really cool, besides the fact that I have this really cool croaky that, well, it doesn't match my shirt, but that's all right. These are made from recycled plastic. The lenses are made from recycled plastic. The arms are made. The frame is made. Everything is made from recycled plastic. But guess where that recycled plastic is coming from? Well, not from us. It's actually out in the ocean. Have you ever heard of the Great Pacific Gyre? What is that? The big garbage patch. Do you know how big it is? 3 times the size of France, the size of Texas, 1.6 million kilometers between us and California, all made up of trash, mostly plastic, from us. So here's one of the things that I was thinking about, though, is I have these sunglasses from that trash because there is a young man who is only 29 years old who has figured out how to go out into the ocean, is creating a process that will gather all of that trash together to take it out of the ocean, help no longer pollute the fish, no longer pollute the seas, take it out of the ocean, and then begin to make products from it. Now, it would be better, right, if we just weren't dumping stuff into the ocean, but we did, and there it sits. And here comes this young 29-year-old, which to you all may not sound so young, but to me, it sounds younger and younger. This young 29-year-old who has figured out the technology to gather that together, and he believes that if they continue to go at the pace that they're going in 10 years, which seems like a lot of time, but he won't even be 40 yet, in 10 years they will have cleaned up that entire garbage patch in the Pacific. So 3 days, 4 days from now, we will gather together for Thanksgiving, my favorite day of the year. my absolute favorite day of the year. And it's not because in our family it's all about the pies, but it is all about the pies. Sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, apple pie, and whatever other pies we can come with. That's not why it's my favorite day of the year. It's my favorite day of the year because it's a day that we set aside to stop and be thankful. We ought to do that 365 days of the year, and some of us do, but at least if we do it one out of 365 is great. And so we stop and we think about things that we are thankful for. One of the things that I am thankful for is that which is between your ears, your brains. What was between the ears of this 29-year-old who's figured out something. What I am thankful for is that all of the problems that we of my generation and those olders have created in this world and then have left for you, sorry, you all have the intelligence to figure out what to do. If we could clean up a Pacific trash thing of 1.6 million kilometers, acres in 10 years, then we can do a whole bunch of other things. And we can turn around that which we have been doing in terrible ways and begin to live the way that God has called us to live. Respectful, kind, caring, aware of God's gifts, not taking too much when we shouldn't be, sharing it. Those are the things that make it so that we will no longer have Pacific gyres, Pacific patches of trash. But until then, I am thankful for what rests between your ears, because I am 100% confident that you all and many others like you have already figured out what we need to do, both in technology, but mostly in the way in which we live with one another. So I want to ask all of you adults out there, anyone who is older than these young people, to join me in one very loud thank you. One, two, three. Thank you. And with that, I invite you all to go pass the peace with one another. I believe there's some art projects that are happening over there. Yay, I'm excited. Peace of Christ be with all of you. Amen, amen, and amen.
The scripture reading from the Old Testament this morning is from Joel, chapter 2, verses 21 to 24, 26 and 28. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain, as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And praise of the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And from the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 33. Do not worry. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food? And the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of them. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will I eat? What will I drink? What will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let's send the greetings for this morning.
Thank you, Sharon. I started the service by quoting the author Robin Wall Kimmerer. There are few authors that I have read in the last number of years that have impacted my life as much as Robin Wall Kimmerer has. She wrote this amazing book called Braiding Sweetgrass, which I probably quote too many times, and I promise you I will continue to quote too many times because I found it so amazingly profound. Robin Wall Kimmerer is a professor of environmental and forest biology, and she's the director of the Center for Native Peoples and the Environment at SUNY State University, New York. And she is an enrolled member of the Potawatomi Nation, which has its roots in Oklahoma. Actually, the reservation is in Oklahoma, but it had its roots in very different parts, but part of the whole history. Tribal history of the United States is that where they were is not where they ended up, and there are so many fewer than once were. But Robin Wall Kimmerer has done amazing work as a biologist and as a person of spirit, of deep spirituality, of pulling together Native and Indigenous wisdom together with her observations as a biologist and making them come together as poetry, as symmetry. And in the middle of her book, Braiding Sweetgrass, she has this truly wonderful Thanksgiving litany. And when I read it a couple of years ago, I said, I really want us as a church to do that litany together. And so we were going to do that in 2020, but there was this thing called a pandemic that kind of made it a little bit hard. But here we are together, some there on Zoom, some here with us, and we're going to go through this litany together. Robin Wall Kimmerer says she adopted this litany because her daughters go to a school that has a lot of Native children in it, and in that school, they recite this instead of the Pledge of Allegiance every day. They recite this litany, which is about 3 pages long, which is quite a lot to think about, an elementary school child reciting it. But imagine as you hear it, this being ingrained on a daily basis. It is shared across many tribal entities on the continent. And what she says, it is far more than a pledge, a prayer, or a poem alone. It is at heart an indication of gratitude. A material scientific inventory of the natural world, it invokes the ancient order of protocols, which sets gratitude as the highest priority. And as I read this, I told myself that I would love for us to read this together, because if what it does is sets gratitude as the highest priority, what better Sunday to share it than on this Sunday that precedes this wondrous day of Thanksgiving, a day set aside for gratitude. And of course, though it comes from our own Indigenous thoughts, we too here in Hawaii have our own Indigenous wisdom as well. State motto, Uomauke Ea Oka Aina I Kapono, translated for most of us as the life of the land is perpetuated in its righteousness. But if you go deeper into the Hawaiian words, you understand that it is much more. It talks about our very sovereignty is perpetuated in the rightness, the balanced way of being, the pono way, in which we recognize our interconnectedness with all that has been created. Today's scripture from Matthew says the same vein. Desire first and foremost God's kingdom and God's righteousness. Seek after, the scripture is saying, the whole of God's creation and live with it in the very righteousness of God's ways. So it is in celebration of such interconnectedness, in celebration of our call to a balanced way of being, that I invite you to share with me this Thanksgiving address of greetings to the natural world. If you look at the first slide that is about to come up, you'll see it says the people. I'm going to read the words underneath the people. If you look at the second slide, Chris, if you just show that to us, you'll see where it says, now our minds are one. That's your part. You're going to get to say that a lot, because it is a litany that literally takes us on a journey of the entire creation. And in the midst of doing all of this, we have the gift of Jennifer, who has some music to share with us. And I invite you at those moments to allow yourself to enter into a contemplative moment of gratitude for where we are. I can tell you, I had great joy finding photos to illustrate these words that come to us from the indigenous traditions across the continent. And particularly this first photo right here that is lifted from our website of just who we are. So let us join together in this wonderful litany of thanksgiving. The people today we have gathered, and we see that the cycles of life continue. We have been given the duty to live in balance and harmony with each other and all living things. So now we bring our minds together as one as we give greetings and thanks to each other as people, to the Earth Mother. We are thankful to our Mother, the Earth, for she gives us all that we need for life. She supports our feet as we walk about upon her. It gives us joy that she continues to care for us as she has from the beginning of time. To our mother, we send greetings and thanks. Now our minds are one to the waters. We give thanks to all the waters of the world for quenching our thirst and providing us with strength. Water is life. We know its power in many forms: waterfalls and rain, mist and streams, rivers and oceans. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the spirit of water. Plants. Now we turn toward the vast fields of plant life. As far as the eye can see, the plants grow, working many wonders. They sustain many life forms. With our minds gathered together, we give thanks and look forward to seeing plant life for many generations to come. You know, our scriptures today that Sharon read for us remind us, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin, yet Solomon, all of his splendor, wasn't dressed like one of these. If God dresses grass in the field so beautifully, even though it's alive today and tomorrow it's thrown in the furnace, won't God do much more for you? Therefore, don't worry and say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Your heavenly creator knows what you need. So listen, as we continue this litany of gifts of all that has been provided so that our needs may indeed be met. The food plants. With one mind, we turn to honor and thank all the food plants we harvest from the garden. Since the beginning of time, the grains, vegetables, beans, and berries have helped the people to survive. Many other living things draw strength from them too. We gather all the plant foods together as one and send them a greeting of thanks. And continuing on, the medicine herbs. Now we turn to all the medicine herbs of the world. From the beginning, they were instructed to take away sickness. They are always waiting and ready to heal us. We are happy there are still among us those special few who remember how to use these plants for healing. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to the medicines and to the keepers of the medicines. We now turn our thoughts to the trees, and you all know how much I love trees. The earth has many families of trees who have their own instructions and uses. Some provide us with shelter and shade, others with fruit, beauty, and other useful things. Many people of the world use a tree as a symbol of peace and strength. With one mind, we greet and thank the tree of life. So moving from the trees, we go to the fish. We turn our minds to all the fish life in the water. They were instructed to cleanse and purify the water. They also give themselves to us as food. We are grateful that we can still find pure water. So we turn now to the fish and send our greetings and thanks. For the animals, we gather our minds together to send greetings and thanks to all the animal life in the world. They have many things to teach us as people. We are honored by them when they give up their lives so we may use their bodies as food for our people. We see them near our homes and in the deep forest and the deep sea. We are glad they are still here, and we hope that it will always be so. The birds. We put our minds together as one and thank all the birds who move and fly about over our heads. The Creator gave them beautiful songs. Each day they remind us to enjoy and appreciate life. The eagle, and for some the nene goose, was chosen to be their leader. To all the birds, from the smallest to the largest, we send our joyful greetings and thanks. Moving to the elements of the world, the four winds, we are all thankful to the power we know as the four winds. We hear their voices in the moving air as they refresh us and purify the air we breathe. They help us to bring the change of seasons. From the four directions they come, bringing the messages and giving us strength. With one mind, we send our greetings and thanks to the four winds. And now we turn for the thunderers to the places where our grandfathers, the thunder beings, live. With lightning and thundering voices, they bring with them the waters that renew life. We bring our minds together as one to send greetings and thanks to our grandfathers, the thunderers. Thank you. and the sun. We need to, there we go, it's about to come. There comes the sun. We now send greetings and thanks to our eldest brother, the sun. Each day without fail, he travels the sky from east to west, bringing the light of a new day. He is the source of all the fires of life. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our brother, the sun. Now our minds are one. Need to hit one more, Marcus. Thank you. Poor Marcus, he's getting his workout going back and forth. We put our minds together to give thanks to the oldest grandmother, the moon who lights the night sky. She is the leader of women all over the world, and she governs the movement of the ocean tides. By her changing face, we measure time, and it is the moon who watches over the arrival of children here on earth. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to our grandmother, the moon. And for the stars, we give thanks to those stars who are spread across the sky like jewelry. We see them in the night, helping the moon to light the darkness and bringing dew to the gardens and growing things. When we travel at night, they guide us home. With our minds gathered together as one, we send greetings and thanks to the stars. Now our minds are one. Reminds us that the heavens are telling the glory of God. The firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There's no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. And it is to the enlightened teachers that we have amongst us to translate those words to one another. So, for the enlightened teachers, we gather our minds to greet and thank the enlightened teachers who have come to help throughout the ages. When we forget how to live in harmony, they remind us of the way we were instructed to live as people. With one mind, we send greetings and thanks to these caring teachers. And now we turn our thoughts to the Creator, or the Great Spirit. Send greetings and thanks for all the gifts of creation, for everything we need to live a good life is here on this Mother Earth. For all the love that is still around us, we gather our minds together as one and send our choicest words of greetings and thanks to the Creator. Now our minds are one. And now we have arrived at the place where we end our words. Of all the things we have named, it was not our intention to leave anything out. If something was forgotten, we leave it to each individual in the moments that they have to send such greetings and thanks in their own way. Now our minds are one. You know, Sharon read for us the words from Joel. Don't fear, fertile land. Rejoice and be glad. For God is about to do great things. Don't be afraid, animals of the field. For the meadows of the wilderness will turn green. The tree will bear its fruit. The fig trees and grapevine will give their full yield. Yet the truth we know is that the lands, the animals, the very creation we know, has indeed much to fear right now. But that's only because we have strayed. Because we have strayed from that way of pono, that balanced way of being that this litany that we just went through together calls us to. And perhaps what we need to do is we simply need to remind ourselves over and over how we are to be. And in that shift, we shift from a world of fear to a world of wonder. Robin Wall Kimmerer suggests one way that we do that is to simply recommit ourselves to an ethic of reciprocity. This is what she says. The honorable harvest, the honorable way of being, ask permission of the one whose lives you seek, whether it be an apple, an animal, that which you wish to share with one another. Ask permission of the ones whose lives you seek and abide by the answer. Never take the first, never take the last. Harvest in a way that minimizes harm. Take only what you need and leave some for others. Use everything that you take. Take only that which is given to you. Share it as the earth, as God's creation has shared with you. Be grateful. Reciprocate the gift. Sustain the ones who sustain you, and the earth will last forever. If we are truly grateful this day, and every day, this is how we are called to live. The heart of our God beating in our very actions, the spirit of the divine alive in our very thoughts, the way of the Christ, the path that we will always follow. As our Hawaiian brothers and sisters say, kulia ikanu'u, let us strive for this highest way of being. Amen. Now, we turn to prayers. And I will tell you, the first prayer that I want to offer is a prayer of gratitude for the gift that we have had with Jennifer these last 20 months, and the prayer of gratitude for the gift of Lena coming to join us. So God, hear our prayers of gratitude and our thanks as well. I share with you as well some of the other prayers that have come to me this week. Robbie asks us for prayers because her mom fell on Wednesday and discovered Saturday that she has broken her fourth vertebrae. For Robbie's mom, God, hear our prayers. November 20th, yesterday, is a transgender day of remembrance across the world. In this last year, 375 transgendered people were murdered. 96 of them were trans women, trans feminine people. It's an increase, significant increase from 2020. And in the U.S., the numbers killed doubled. and 85 are people of color, and the average age is under 30. We honor their lives. We renew our commitment to struggle with our trans, non-binary siblings for a world where fear and hatred of the other is banished from human hearts. God, hear our prayers. Richard Jackson asked for prayers for Mr. DeCaris, husband of his friend, Letha DeCaris, who is, Mr. DeCaris is in very poor health with kidney failure and heart issues. Richard also asked for prayers for the families of those who are struggling with Alzheimer's. God, hear our prayers. Friend MacArthur here, preacher from last week, asked for prayers as tomorrow he undergoes same-day surgery. God, hear our prayers for MacArthur. And Shanti sends to us prayers for people getting together for Thanksgiving that they not catch COVID, the flu, or anything else. And she reminds us to take things one step at a time in the holiday season. That means now, she says, right after Thanksgiving, before and after Christmas. And I love this, breathe and remember to take things slow. God, hear our prayers. And lastly, I just want to ask you all for prayers for those who are struggling with how hard life is. Many of you know that this week, 6 fires were set around the sanctuary and our buildings. On Monday morning, 3 more in the neighborhood. The person who set them has been caught, but a person doesn't do that because all is well. There is hurt. And so we lift up prayers for the person that did that. And then last night in the middle of the concert, we had a person come to the back door and start yelling all sorts of things, of terrible things that this church has done, none of which were true. But he too was struggling with life, living on the streets and so much more. Life is hard for many of us these days. So for those who are struggling with life, God, hear our prayers. Linda, are there prayers that have come to you? Here, let me bring you the microphone.
Thank you. Lee Takagi asks for us to keep Kelvin Kaneshiro in our prayers as he lives with cancer and undergoes treatment.
God, hear our prayers.
And then I have a prayer that we all pray for Judy Rantala, whose dementia is progressing and who is really struggling with that.
God, hear our prayers. Liz.
I would ask for prayers for Margaret Ward. Many of you don't know her, but she and her husband Frank were longtime members of our church. Frank died a few years ago, and Margaret's been living alone in a retirement community, but she called me a couple of days ago, and I couldn't understand a lot of the conversation. She's really having some comprehension difficulties and has been in rehab a couple of times. I'm not sure why, if she's fallen or exactly what. And she has a daughter and a son. The daughter is in Montana, but she has ALS, which is a terrible disease, and her son lives close by. So just help for Margaret. I'm not sure what kind of help she has there or where she will be going, but I think she realizes that she needs to have more care. So prayers, please.
God, hear our prayers. Are there any others that we have missed? Let us continue then in prayer, saying together the Lord's Prayer. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echo through the universe, the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. For the hurts we cause others, forgive us. To forgive those who have hurt us, empower us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trial too great to endure, spare us. In the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Please give generously by completing your pledge card and mailing it in as soon as possible. The card, the stamped envelope. Your timely pledge helps shape the 22 budget presented at January's annual meeting. I am a legacy Crossroads member. My parents arrived in Hawaii in 1938 when Crossroads was just 15. UH exchange student friends they knew at University of Redlands introduced Maury and Fran to this multiracial church founded by young people working with inaugural minister Galen Weaver. Reverend Weaver remained here until 1946. My parents were friends with the Weavers both here and after they moved to New York and to national office for Galen. I was one of several Galens named after Weaver, though I was born in Hilo during the war. When Galen Weaver later returned to Hawaii on visits, he would host a party at Crossroads, right out here, for all the Galens. It was a good group. I'm blessed to be associated with this amazing church, founded when religious institutions were segregated by race and ethnicity, founded in order to break that separation, the very first church to do so. We all are part of Crossroads' continuing honoring of diversity and look forward to celebrating in 2023 our 100-year-old interracial tradition. And now I give you Sharon.
Don't forget you. I'm a newcomer compared to Galen. So for me, Crossroads means home, ohana, family. I'm an only child, you see, brought up Buddhist, prayed daily with grandma at our family altar. My family was spiritual, but not church-going. So grandma was dropped off at the Hompa Honganji every Sunday. I found Crossroads in high school. It was near home. I saw friendly faces and was warmly welcomed by youth fellowship advisors Amy and Henry Mizuno, and inspired by Del Rayson. So Dad had to drive me to church every Sunday too. And the seed was rooting. Crossroads became my new family. All great until I left for college in Los Angeles. When I returned to Hawaii, I didn't revisit churches, including Church of the Crossroads, until 15 years ago. When I did, I saw familiar faces. Amy, of course. Esther Dye, I knew from our six-week YMCA Goodwill mission to China with Esther and Bob, and Galen. I knew him from the University Legislator in Residence program. The kindness reminded me of the crossroads of my youth. I was also attracted to Family Promise, working with Galen and Kathy Sox to help houseless families to find their own homes. And I got to know Neil McPherson. Galen sponsored me in joining the church a year later. Crossroads supports you. That's the spirit that resides here. When Galen and I were fighting developers pushing high-rise condos on Kaka'aku shoreline, the precious shoreline, members donned red shirts, grabbed protest signs, and marched to the Capitol with us. We beat the bill allowing shoreline high-rises. But the area senator, disregarding the community, introduced the same bill the following year. I decided I had to run against him. Many of you helped defeat that 10-year incumbent, waving signs, posting banners, and donating to pay for brochures and postcards. One of the most effective, this one, if you recall, features many of you, and that's why I think I won. So you too know the Crossroads support. That's why we give generously, to keep its sharing of love and with our ohana and the wider community. Please share your aloha and donate whatever you can to our crossroads, our home, our ohana. Today is the last Sunday of the stewardship campaign, but you can still drop off your pledge card in the offering bowl that Mark keeps on raving in the back. and also at the church office, or mail it in. Crossroads needs your support and your pledge card. Mahalo.
Let us pray. Our Creator, we give with joy. May you bless our offering, work through these gifts, and extend your love through us. Amen. Thank you.
We go forth into this world, to this amazing creation that we have been a part of, that we are blessed to be a part of. Go forth knowing that there is work to be done and knowing that is work that is worth doing for the goodness that God has gifted us to be a part of this place and with one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen.